I'm Garrett.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Matt.
And we're Soul Card on WMUC-FM.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Haley.
And
your host, Bianca, is over there with the dead mic. And you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. Welcome to the pit wall. So this week, we're doing a little fun theme to celebrate the Merc dominance era that we may or may not be entering. So a friend of mine, fond of German music, decided to compile us some selections. Now, everything has been deemed fit to air, but it is going to be Bianca and I's first time listening. So, with the exception of the first song, which I took a little look at, everything is going to be, the first time we've seen it. And so, we'll be able to, give our thoughts, have a more musically oriented week, and, jam out with our neighbors. I'm not sure if you can hear them, but, they sound good. So, Bianca, let me scurry this mic over to you. What's on the docket today? What are we going to be talking about in between the, German music from Mercedes?
So, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about Mercedes and what we think we're going to see from this sort of, dominant era from them. We also have some pretty big news about GP, Max's race engineer. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what that means for Max's future in Formula One. And like we said we would do last week, we're going to go over some of your guys' predictions that you posted on our story last week and talk about those.
So we're going to head right on into the music. So the first two songs that we have up for you today are Schwarz du Blau by Peter Fox and Hro die Welt geht unter by KIZ and Henning May. Henning May I actually recognize from a band called, I think, Anime Karit, which wrote another good song called Vielleicht, Vielleicht. Maybe if we have the time, we'll take a look at it later. But for now, enjoy Schwarz du Blau and Hro die Welt geht unter.
Schnapsleichen, die auf meinem Weg verwesen. Ich seh die Ratten sich satt fressen im Schatten der Dönerläden. Stapf durch die Kotze am Kotti. Junks sind benebelt, Atzen rotzen in die Gegend, benehmen sich daneben. Szene schnösel auf, verzweifelter Suche nach der Szene. Gepierste Mädels, die wollen, dass ich Straßenfeger lese. Halb sechs, meine Augen brennen. Tret auf den Typen, der zwischen toten Tauben pennt. Hysterische Bräute keifen und haben Panik, denn an der Ecke gibt es Stress zwischen Tarek und Sam. Sagt, Hals, Maul oder ich werd ihm ins Gesicht schlagen. Sam hat die Hosen voll, aber kann auch nicht nichts sagen. Die rote Suppe tropft auf den Asphalt. Mir wird schlecht, ich mach die Jacke zu, denn es ist kalt. Guten Morgen Berlin, du kannst so hässlich sein, dreckig und grau. Du kannst so schön schrecklich sein, deine Nächte fressen mich auf. Es wird für mich wohl das Beste sein, ich geh nach Hause und schlaf mich auf. Während ich durch die Straßen laufe, langsam schwarz zu blau. Blau, blau, blau.
gestalten im Neonlicht, mit tiefen Falten im Gesicht. Die Frühschicht schweigt, jeder bleibt für sich. Frust kommt auf, denn der Bus kommt nicht. Und überall liegt Scheiße, man muss eigentlich schwimmen. Jeder hat einen Hund, aber keinen zum Reden. Ich atme ständig durch den Mund, das ist Teil meines Lebens. Ich fühle mich ungesund, brauch was Reines dagegen. Ich hab einen dicken Kopf, ich muss einen Saft haben. Ich hab dringlichen Bock auf Bagdads Backwaren. Da ist es warm, da geb ich mich meinen Träumen hin. Bei Fatima, der süßen Backwarenverkäuferin. R&B-Balladen pumpen aus dem parkenden Benz. Feierabend für die Straßengangs. Ein Hooligan liegt einer Frau in den Armen und flennt. Stadt ist eben doch gar nicht so hart, wie du denkst. Guten Morgen Berlin, du kannst so hässlich sein, so dreckig und grau. Du kannst so schön schrecklich sein, deine Nächte fressen mich auf. Es wird für mich wohl das Beste sein, ich geh nach Hause und schlaf mich aus. Und während ich durch die Straßen lauf, wird langsam schwarz zu blau. Ich bin kaputt und reib mir aus meinen Augen deinen Staub. Du bist nicht schön und das weißt du auch, dein Panorama versaut. Siehst nicht mal schön von Weitem aus, doch die Sonne geht gerade auf. Und ich weiß, ob ich will oder nicht, dass ich dich zum Atmen brauch.
Verbrannte McDonalds Zeugen von unseren Heldentaten, seit wir Nestle von den Feldern jagten. Schmecken Äpfel so wie Äpfel und Tomaten nach Tomaten. Und wir kochen unser Essen in den Helmen der Soldaten. Du willst einen rauchen, dann geh dir was pflücken im Garten. Doch unser heutiges Leben lässt sich auch nüchtern ertragen. Komm, wir fahren in den moosbedeckten Hallen im Reichstag, ein Bürostuhl-Wettrennen. Unsere Haustüren müssen keine Schlösser mehr haben. Geld wurde zu Konfetti und wir haben besser geschlafen. Ein Goldbarren ist für uns das gleiche wie ein Ziegelstein. Der Kamin geht aus, wirf mal noch ne Bibel rein. Die Kids gruseln sich, denn ich erzähle vom Papst. Dieses Leben ist so schön. Er braucht dein Leben danach.
Er braucht dein Leben danach.
Er braucht dein Leben danach.
Und wir singen im Atomschutzbunker. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Und wir singen im Atomschutzbunker. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Auf den Trümmern das Paradies.
Die Kühe weiden hinter uns, wir rauchen Ott, spielen Tauler. Dort, wo früher der Potsdamer Platz war. Wenn ich aufwache, streich ich dir noch einmal durchs Haar. Schatz, ich geh zur Arbeit, bin gleich wieder da. Wir stehen auf, wann wir wollen, fahren weg, wenn wir wollen. sehen aus wie wir wollen, haben Sex wie wir wollen und nicht wie die Kirche oder Pornos es uns erzählen. Baby, die Zeit mit dir war so wunderschön. Ja, jetzt ist es wieder aus, aber unsere Kinder weinen nicht, denn wir ziehen sie alle miteinander auf. Erinnerst du dich noch, als sie das große Feuer löschen wollten? Dieses Gefühl, als in den Flammen unsere Pässe schmolzen. Sie dachten echt, ihre Scheiße hält ewig. Ich zeig den kleinen Monopoly, doch sie verstehen's nicht.
Ein 100-Euro-Schein? Was soll das sein? Wieso soll ich dir was wegnehmen, wenn wir alles teilen?
Und wir singen im Atomschutzbunker. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Und wir singen im Atomschutzbunker. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Hurra, diese Welt geht unter. Auf die Trümmern des Paradies.
All right, we are back. That was Swords zu Blau by Peter Fox and Hurra die Welt geht unter by KIZ and Henning May. So the second one, I really liked the 808s in the beginning, like the buzz of it. I think that was really fun. But overall, if I had to pick between the two, I think I would pick Schwarz zu Blau for like lyrical execution and general vibe, but the instrumental of the second was really fun. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like the backtrack of the second one, but I do agree. I would just like overall pick Schwarz zu Blau as my more favorite song. They were both really good. I was just telling her, I was like, the second one kind of reminds me of Afghan music a little bit because of the backtrack and the instruments that they used. So I don't know, I really liked both of them. They were kind of different and new and refreshing.
I agree also. So the featuring artist of the second, Henning May, he's known for having a very like growly, grovelly voice and like a lower range, and I think it shines through in this. But in a way, you know, I would be very excited to see him just do like screamo or metal or like hard rock. I think, you know, put that guy in his habitat, you know, it would be sort of a frog on a lily pad situation. Like, yeah, that's where he should be.
Right. Make him sing like, I don't know, screamo music.
Exactly. Well, I don't, maybe his vocal cords can't take any more screaming. Maybe that's why.
He drew the limit at German music.
Uh-huh. And so, with that, now let's chat a little bit. Let's save the big gossip for, you know, the middle after our larger music break. So far, just as a quick little update for those of you who are, you know, maybe returning to F1 or just getting into it, we are currently in the middle of a 4-week gap between races, because the two races in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain were canceled due to conflict in the Middle East, sadly. And so that means, you know, that we've been exploring some other themes on the show and stuff like that, and just talking about general updates within the world of F1 as opposed to specific races. However, there's never really a deficit of drama going on in the world of F1, is there?
Absolutely not. And the main piece of drama that is happening right now is GP, Max's race engineer, that has been with him since he joined Formula One in 2016, is set to leave Red Bull and join McLaren by 2028.
See, Bianca was so excited to tell you guys that she forgot the sentence right before that when I told her that we would say that during the middle. But I'm assuming that half of you guys already knew that. But we're going to get more into the juicy details of how this came to be and what it actually means and why the fanatic claims that, oh my God, what if Max goes to McLaren definitely don't have that much credence. So, well, oh, Bianca's making a weird face at me. I don't know if she agrees. So, now with that, let's take a look at a little bit more music before we get into, you know, dig into the full situation with all that drama. Just for an update in the studio, all of the fans are broken. Bianca's the water in Bianca's water bottle is warm, and we're doing great. So, all right, well, everybody, we're gonna take a listen to. Yeah, we got some shorter ones. All right, so we've got Willst Du by Aligatoa, Junga by Die Arze, and oh dear, this is a it's a long one. It didn't fit in frame. Is Ein Ode an Wein by Bibiza. So let's take a listen to these three tracks, and we'll be right back.
Wie man eine Liebe maximal romantisch lebt, will jeder wissen, keiner hilft uns. Fair Play. Gott sei Dank gibt es Film und Fernsehen, da wo ich meine Bildung hernehme. Glaub mir, das wird super. Für deine Story haben wir schon den Grund, weshalb du in deiner Jugendphase wutgeladen bist. Dein Papa kam nicht zu deinem Schultheaterstück. Bei mir finden wir schon was, wo der Schuh gerade drückt. Wir kennen uns seit x Jahren, du brauchst jetzt nichts sagen. Ich wollte dich fragen, wollen wir den nächsten Schritt wagen?
Willst du mit mir Drogen nehmen? Dann wird es rote Rosen regnen. Ich hab's in einer Soap gesehen. Willst du mit mir Drogen nehmen? Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Denn ein Wrack ist ein Ort, an dem ein Schatz schlummert.
Jetzt sind wir frei, chillen auf gigantischen Berggipfeln. Du musst dann sagen, keiner kann unseren Schmerz dicken. Wir sammeln erstmal fröhliche Kiff-Sonntage für die hituntermalte Schnittmontage. Komm schon, das wird romantisch, wenn ich dich halte, damit du nicht auf den Klo ranbrichst. Dann verdienen wir ein Kerzenpaket für die erste WG auf dem Herren-WC. Eine herbstliche Szene, weil es passt. Und ich falle auf die Knie und hole aus meiner Jacke eine kleine Schachtel. Du weißt, was abgeht.
Willst du mit mir Drogen nehmen? Dann wird es rote Rosen regnen. Ich hab's in einer Soap gesehen. Willst du mit mir Drogen nehmen? Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Denn ein Wrack ist ein Ort, an dem ein Schatz schlummert.
Und da brauchen wir epische Fights, wer das lausige Age kriegt. Zuschauer, rauchende Babys, die werden nicht verwöhnt, die müssen fertig Suppe löffeln und die Spiele mit vom Körperbau entfernten Puppenköpfen. Du willst raus, per klischeehafter Flucht in ein Landhaus. Will dann sowas wie,
hey, rutsch mir die Hand auf.
Du wirst mit den Kindern nirgendwo hinfahren. Ich werd euch mit der Axt durch ein Labyrinth jagen. Im Winter, weil ich das Bild feier, mach unser Leben filmreifer als Til Schweiger. Es hat Action, Drama und Comedy. Also was sagst du, mon chéri?
Willst du mit mir Drogen nehmen? Dann wird es rote Rosen regnen, um dem Kinofilm die Show zu stehlen. Willst du mit mir Drogen nehmen? Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Komm, wir gehen zusammen den Bach runter. Denn ein Wrack ist ein Ort, an dem ein Schatz schlummert. Komm, wir gehen.
America's present, divided Paris, one bit of dread, ein kleines Haus, on Kaiserin, eine besondere Mutter.
Junge, Junge, warum hast du nichts gelernt? Guck dir den Dieter an, der hat sogar ein Auto. Warum gehst du nicht zu Onkel Werner in die Werkstatt? Der gibt dir eine Festanstellung, wenn du ihn darum bittest. Junge, Junge.
Und wie du wieder aussiehst, Löcher in der Hose und ständig dieser Lärm.
Das soll wieder sein.
Und dann noch deine Haare, da fehlen mir die Worte.
Deiner Mutter nicht das Herz. Es ist noch nicht zu spät, dich an der Uni einzuschreiben. Du hast dich doch früher so für Tiere interessiert. Wäre das nichts für dich? Eine eigene Praxis, Junge.
Und wie du wieder aussiehst. Und ständig dieser Lärm.
Was soll denn
das? Elektrische Gitarren und immer diese Texte, das will doch keiner hören.
Was soll denn
das? Wie kommst du nach Hause? So viel schlechter Umgang, wir werden dich enterben.
Was soll das denn sein?
Wo soll das alles enden?
Lieg ich unter deiner Erde, Baby.
Es ist so schön mit dir. Es fällt mir schwer, dass ich mich in dir nicht verliere. Du kannst so kalt sein zu mir. Bitte schau, dass ich in dir nicht erfriere. Es ist so schön mit dir. Es fällt mir schwer, dass ich mich in dir nicht verliere. Du kannst so kalt sein zu mir. Bitte schau, dass ich in dir nicht erfriere.
Dein Schnee ist weich, aber nicht rein. Du bist so schön, um wahr zu sein. So abgehoben, so arrogant. Uns geht's so gut und das haut mir meinen Verstand. Ich hasse und liebe dich, weil du bist, wie du bist. Keiner für alle ist, jeder nur für sie. Sei wie viel.
ich sterbe, lieg ich unter deiner Erde, Baby.
Es ist so schön mit dir. Es fällt mir schwer, dass ich mich in dir nicht verliere. Du kannst so kalt sein zu mir. Bitte schau, dass ich in dir nicht erfriere. Es ist so schön mit dir. Es fällt mir schwer, dass ich mich in dir nicht verliere. Du kannst so kalt sein zu mir. Bitte schau, dass ich in dir nicht erfriere. Bitte schau, dass ich in dir nicht erfriere. Bitte schau, dass ich in dir nicht erfriere.
Hey everybody, we are back and it is time to talk about the confessions and takes that you all sent to us last week. So this is in a highlight on our Instagram, so you can still reply, of course, at our Instagram handle, which is thepitwall.wmuc, thepitwall.wmuc. So feel free to add some more as we're as the show goes on, of course, but let's take a look at some of the ones that we have thus far. So
we actually only got one
and it's from our biggest fan, who is apparently a pretty big Charlotte Claire fan. I do think that we do have a lot of Charlotte Claire enjoyers. Oh, there are two. Wait, awesome. So, how about you do the honors of telling us who these, what these takes are?
All right. So the first one is that Charlotte Claire is going to win the world championship, which I hope so too.
Quite the opinion, I will say. Maybe a psychic said that. Honestly, I hope so. Honestly, it'd be fun. And what do we think of the other one? What'd they say?
The other one said Max Verstappen will make a comeback, which, you know what? Yeah, hell yeah.
You should be happy that we're on digital. Well, it's past 10 p.m. For those of you who don't know, it's only allowed to be bad words in the music.
We don't.
To
have
be fair. And Bianca's protesting, saying that we don't have these laws. But hey, you gotta practice now, FM later. So, with that, I think, honestly, Max probably will have a comeback. I think they'll sort the car out somehow. Bianca's currently crossing her fingers. Isn't it great? You guys have closed captions and everything. Maybe in another life I was like a radio, like, newscaster.
So you are actively speaking.
Well,
radio.
Well, in the sense of like those like sports commentators who are like, and another kick from Liverpool. Smith is coming on the right side. Contacts to a shot in the midfield, and oh my God, Smith is laying on the ground, incapacitated.
Are you narrating soccer?
Yes.
I got that from the incapacitation.
Oh wait, he's incapacitated. He's rolling. He's still rolling. He's rolling.
He's holding his knee dramatically.
It's awful. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone. Oh. The referee has not noticed. Smith is up and he is walking away. Okay. Thank you for sticking in during that extended bit. Thank you for this miniature episode of Hot Takes. So, in short, we've got two main competitors for the world championship in the universe of the Pitwall. Charlotte Claire and Max. And you know, I'd pay to watch that, but I wouldn't bet on it.
I definitely would not bet on it. I think I'd be broke if I bet on it, but I would 100% pay to watch that. I have been begging for a Verstappen title fight for eons now. I love the way that they, like, I've probably said this like a gazillion trillion times on this show. I say this basically every week, but I love watching Max and Charles race wheel to wheel. They're just so, like, the way they race each other is so captivating that I think I would die if I saw Alistap and Title Fight in real life. Also, what you guys can maybe hear in the background is the band that is accompanying us on digital today is actually playing the chain. So,
wow, us reference. It's so. Now it's time to go back to the world of music. You know, guys, every time I make put the playlist ahead of time into the little thing that we have to track everything on for, like, you know, like licensing and what have you, I'm always like, wow, it's gonna make the show so much easier. And then I have to go and fix everything myself because something happens, because this technology hates me. I'm not unk. I'm not stupid. Bianca is Cena. I'm genuinely, the computer is conspiring against me. All right. Well, with that, let's take a listen to a song by Ski Agu, Domizinha, and Replay OK called Tour de Berlin, Ipanema by Ritterlin, and Liston by O Vocalist and Blumentopf. And, of course, the chain as courtesy of our neighbors. All right. Tour de Berlin, Ipanema, and Liston coming right up. Enjoy.
Ja, Agu. Bae will wissen, ob ich dippe, aber frag nicht wieso. Bin am Raven in nem Fahrrad-Fahrrad-Trikot. Kristalle in meinem Vino, bin gedopt, Tour de Berlin. Baby mag keine WG, doch will mit mir zusammenziehen. Bae will wissen, ob ich dippe, aber frag nicht wieso. Bin am Raven in nem Fahrrad-Fahrrad-Trikot. Kristalle in meinem Vino, bin gedopt, Tour de Berlin. Baby mag keine WG, doch will mit mir zusammenziehen. Als ich hier ankam, war ich müde, doch jetzt wach. Der Club ist überhitzt, ich trink ein kühlen Wodka Slush, spür den Bass. Sie tanzt auf der Tribüne auf den Takt, ohne Swarovski an meinen Schneidezähnen fühle ich mich nackt. Ein Bruder ist wie Lewandowski, denn er hat einen guten Abschluss und ein anderer hat kein Abi, aber macht auf cool im Nachtclub. Wenn man lebt wie wir, kann's sein, dass man auch schneller stirbt. Wir sind Loki hella weird, nehmen Emma, wenn es heller wird. Bae will wissen, ob ich dippe, aber frag nicht wieso. Bin am Raven in nem Fahrrad-Fahrrad-Trikot. Kristalle in meinem Vino, bin gedopt, Tour de Berlin. Baby mag keine WG, doch will mit mir zusammenziehen. Bae will wissen, ob ich dippe, aber frag nicht wieso. Bin am Raven in nem Fahrrad-Fahrrad-Trikot. Kristalle in meinem Vino, bin gedopt, Tour de Berlin. Baby mag keine WG, doch will mit mir zusammenziehen.
Babe, für dich rauch ich Haze. Krass, mach mir immer Paris, doch mit dir bin ich okay.
Bae will wissen, ob ich dippe, aber frag nicht wieso. Bin am Raven in nem Fahrrad-Fahrrad-Trikot. Kristalle in meinem Vino, bin gedopt, Tour de Berlin. Baby mag keine WG, doch will mit mir zusammenziehen. Bae will wissen, ob ich dippe, aber frag nicht wieso. Bin am Raven in nem Fahrrad-Fahrrad-Trikot. Kristalle in meinem Vino, bin gedopt, Tour de Berlin. Baby mag keine WG, doch will mit mir zusammenziehen.
Wir sind die Schöne und das Biest. Weil neben mir seh ich so aus wie Franck Ribéry. Ich seh aus wie Spitzkopf Larry und ich fühl mich auch so. Weil alles, was sie sagt, macht Sinn, gibt mir Gefühle und so. Baby, Baby ist beliebt und sie hat keine Gegner. Sie ist so schön wie das Wetter in Ipanema. Sie kommt aus Berlin und nicht aus Brandenburg. Und das Beste ist, sie liebt mich und sie sitzt auf meinem Schoß. Wie hab ich dich verdient? Ich glaube, hab ich nicht. Und trotzdem bist du hier und sitzt auf meinem Gesicht. Ist die beste Aussicht. Ich muss nicht nach Ipanema.
Ich weiß, das hat nicht jeder. Aber dass du diesen Arzt magst, diesen Cracky, den du trafst. Ja, man, Ecke Karl Marx. Wir haben gebechert wie die Letzten. Und ich dachte, das war's. Aber du bist immer noch da. Baby ist beliebt und sie hat keine Gegner. Sie ist so schön wie das Wetter in die Palme. Sie kommt aus Berlin und nicht aus Brandenburg. Und das Beste ist, sie liebt mich und sie sitzt auf meinem Schoß.
Sie kommt aus Berlin und nicht aus Brandenburg. Und das Beste ist, sie liebt mich und sie sitzt auf meinem Schoß.
Aus dem Bauch meiner Mutter nahm ich die Wärme mit und tauchte unter. Im Schutz von hohen Schiffen scheine ich unverwundbar. Ich halte mich versteckt in Soundsümpfen, die in nichts münden. Lass mich in Frieden, manchmal will ich nicht zu finden sein. Zu viel bedeutungsloses Zeug sorgt für Aufregung. Ich genieße das Leben Süße in Form der Begegnung. Habe ein Ohr am Boden, so höre ich auch ein Flüstern. Desto länger man schläft, desto müder wird man. Lass dich nicht in die Irre führen. Es wäre eine tragische Wende, wenn wir beide irre würden. Ich ärgere mich nicht länger über kaputte Zigarettenautomaten. Verlass mich nicht zu viel auf andere, sonst kann ich lange warten. Solange ich noch kann, plündere ich Samenbanken. Ob ich etwas vollbringe, bevor ich über den Fluss gehe, macht den entscheidenden Unterschied. Du kriegst, was du gibst, wenn du tust, was du liebst. Machst du den Postkasten auf, hast du die Rechnungen auch. Das wissen nicht nur die Leute, die Kinder haben. Ich hab Musik, sie hält mich warm wie ein Wintermantel.
Wir senden Grüße, von hier bis an das Ende der Wüste. Der lauteste von allen ist nicht immer der klügste. Zu viele Kürbisköpfe feiern ständig Halloween. Und auch die leisen Töne machen Melodie.
Wie viele Nächte blieb ich schlaflos und konnte es nicht glauben. Ging zum Spiegel, zählte Jahresringe unter den Augen. Wie oft war es lächerlich im Jahresrückblick. Der Junge auf der Tortenseite des Lebens, der nicht das Sahnestück kriegt und enttäuscht ist. Verwöhntes deutsches Vorstadtkind. Wuchs in Straßen auf, in denen keiner dir die Vorfahrt nimmt, wo alle brav sind. Nicht drauf scharf sind, sich zu prügeln. Wo Omas ihren Scharfsinn beim Kartenspielen übten. Meine Eltern waren nicht nur für mich da, wenn ich krank war. Als fester Anker, immer wenn ich kein Land sah. Für manches hasste ich sie und bin trotzdem heute dankbar. Vielleicht ist das der Grund, warum ich niemals Punk war. Ich kann zwar nicht behaupten, dass mich nichts betrübte, doch da, wo nur die Sonne scheint, ist meistens Wüste. Unser Garten blühte, von März bis November. Wär's nicht so gewesen, dann wär's nicht mehr zu ändern. Und auch wenn ihr älter werdet, bleibt ihr doch für mich auf ewig dieselben. Früchte tragen können nur die Blüten, die verwelken.
Wir senden Grüße, von hier bis an das Ende der Wüste. Der lauteste von allen ist nicht immer der klügste. Zu viele Kürbisköpfe feiern ständig Halloween. Und auch die leisen Töne machen Melodie.
Ich bereue gar nicht, es tut mir leid.
Weil so tue ich, was ich tun muss, und das Tag für Tag.
Ich bereue gar nicht, es tut mir leid.
Weil so tue ich, was ich tun muss, und das Tag für Tag.
Wir senden Grüße, von hier bis an das Ende der Wüste. Der lauteste von allen ist nicht immer der klügste. Zu viele Kürbisköpfe feiern ständig Halloween. Und auch die leisen Töne machen Melodie.
Ich bereue gar nicht.
Also tu ich was ich tun muss, unser Tag, Tag für Tag.
Ich bereue gar nicht.
Also tu ich was ich tun muss, unser Tag.
All right, we are back. Now it is time to talk a little bit about Gianpiero Lambiasi, also known as GP. So, GP has been Max's engineer for his entire career.
Yes.
And was also Daniel Kvyat's engineer. So, Ro's taken everything from Kvyat.
Yeah, but basically, something that I was talking about. You know,
I decided to impulsively turn off her mic because I thought it was PC. So, as you were saying?
I just got muted in real time, guys. As I was saying, something that I've been wanting to talk about this whole show, and Haley keeps saying German music. No, I'm kidding. The German music was actually really good. It was really good. These are good song choices. But yeah, so Max has worked with GP for his entire Formula One career and has time and time again said things to, like, along the lines of, if GP leaves, I leave. Like, if GP leaves, I no longer am in the sport, or, like, I'll follow him wherever he goes, whatever. And so people are kind of, you know, taking that and running with it. And it's sort of, now that we know that GP is leaving in the near future for a different team, it's kind of food for thought on what the future of Max Verstappen in Formula One specifically is, or in, like, motorsport in general.
Very true. And, you know, Bianca, just because you said that, how I'm, like, all in the music today, just for that, I'm going to remind everybody what we just listened to. So, you just listened to Tour de Berlin by Ski Agu, Domiziana, and Replay OK, Ipanema by Ritterlin, and Liston by O Vocalist and Blumentopf. And that was pretty good. I liked all those. It was nice. Ski Agu has a lot of other good stuff that we could not play on the radio. So, highly recommend checking out his stuff, and also Ikimel's if you get the chance. Back to GP.
Yes, it was really good German music. I can't digest.
We say German music as if it's like, you know, like a homologous, like, hive mind of music. It's the same way that people say K-pop. The same way that people say K-pop. Yeah. They're like, oh.
It's very encompassing, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not stereotyping, I promise. It's music in German.
Yeah. I actually heard, like, oh, I can't remember who said it. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was a member of BTS, but they were like, imagine if, like, all of, like, if we said, like, white pop for, like, pop that white people
US
make.
US pop.
Oh, my gosh. US pop is taking over the charts these days. God.
Mean, they do call it Britpop, so.
That's true. And strange. Don't call it US pop. Nope.
Yeah. I guess US people don't. US people?
US people. Guys. All right. Let's go to the corner where Bianca can't get the mic so I can make fun of her. I wish there was a word for people from the U.S. Like, I wish that it took less syllables to articulate this concept. And, you know, this is like 250 years in the making. I think we need to make it.
U.S.ers.
Okay, so.
Back to Formula One.
Back to Max.
So, yeah. Basically, people are kind of debating on whether or not we're going to see Max in Formula One in the near future. Some people believe that, you know, with GP leaving to go to McLaren, Max is just going to overall retire from Formula One, which he's kind of hinted at multiple times throughout this season so far, basically saying he's not in tune with the new regulations. He doesn't enjoy driving as much as he used to. Like, he's in that sort of stage where he's just kind of accepted his, like, exit from the world of Formula One, and he's already started different projects like Nürburgring and all of that. And so some people are thinking, you know, we're not going to see Max's retirement from motorsport in general. We're just going to see his retirement from Formula One in the near future, which, you know, is sad, but it is what it is. I think it's better to leave. I know we talked about this a couple shows ago, but I think both Haley and I agree that it's better to leave when, you know, you don't have too many qualms with the sport.
Yeah. In terms of that philosophical debate, we did conclude that, you know, like, it's all right to spend a little bit more time, like, see out your tenure in a way, because in a way, like, you know, it would be wasting a majority of the good times to give up when you're in your prime, because, you know, really, after someone, like, you know, wins a championship, goes on a good streak, like, should they leave the moment that things downturn?
Like Nico Rosberg, get up in here.
Yeah, so do you pull a Nico and do that? Or, you know, do you, like, stick it out Alonso style? Maybe you don't stick it out, like, Alonso style.
Maybe you can stick it out, like, Vettel style, you know?
All right, good compromise. We'll take it. We'll do that. But besides that, frankly, it's been sort of crickets in the world of F1. Overall, you know, fans have run amok. I even have, you know, a friend of mine who goes to pit. He has lamented to me deeply. He says, oh, Haley, the AI insanity is setting the what? Well, sorry, that was definitely the words that should go before insanity, but that's not the topic right now. So the F1 insanity is definitely setting. I was like, quick, I need two letter symbols, yeah,
back to back.
What should it be? But
it's like Zoukosis. Everyone, all the fans waiting. But unfortunately, you know, we're going to have to wait until Miami. And in that time, you know, there the talks. Okay, all right, another radio announcement. Bianca just jammed her elbow so hard on the table. I just feel like I just watched a scene from Tom and Jerry on mute because she was really chill about it.
I hit my funny bone on the corner of the table, guys.
Oh, no. This is very tragic. anyways. Sorry. So, basically, Kimmy has had a little foray into MotoGP, which is crazy. We were talking to someone outside the station the other day, and there was a lot going on, frankly, in the world of motorsport as a whole. You know, there's MotoGP stuff going on, there's IndyCar, yes? And, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do besides F1, but, you know, maybe the purists aren't worried about that. But, you know, in that time, he rode alongside the MotoGP championship leader, Marco Bezzecchi. Or Bezzecchi? How do you pronounce that?
I keep pronouncing GP's name wrong, so I don't think I'm the best person to ask.
Yeah, wait, how do you say GP?
Guys, I said it as a joke once, and I was just engraved in my brain improperly. It's like when I say Nuremberg for Nürburgring because I said it wrong once, and then it just kind of like I encoded it in my brain as Nuremberg. Same as... I'm not even GP's name. I keep saying Liam Broso.
Yeah.
Guys, I know that's not how it's pronounced. It's not even spelt that way, but like my brain encoded it completely incorrectly.
And so now I do believe it is time to maybe haps play another game, shall we? Or shall we listen to some music?
I think we should play a round of said game and then listen to some more music.
I love democracy. All right, guys. Now, we're going to play a game called This or That. I'm going to present Bianca with some happenings in the world of F1, all
potential happenings.
Yes, potential happens. Bianca will have to decide which of these hypotheticals she wants to realize, and we will see which one she wants to happen the most at the very end after they all go head-to-head. And let's see. Let me think of some good ones. All right. Would you rather have a Bordoletto podium or Cadillac in the top five?
Top five?
At Miami.
I don't know. I kind of want to see that Bordoletto podium.
You know what? Give him a break. I agree. All right. So, Bordoletto podium or Lance Stroll fired. Sorry. We came out way too strong. We're going to have to do a reset after this one.
Yeah, hard reset. I'm going to say Bordoletto podium.
Wow, you're so positive and nice. You're so much better than me.
You know, I honestly don't viscerally hate Lance Stroll just because he's kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, I have seen that. He does seem to avoid taking responsibility for things that happen and does seem to be a bit fussy on radio, but, you know, everyone's fussy on radio.
Speaking of funny, though, can we talk about Franco Colapinto's run these last few GPs? He's hilarious. And also, he's actually showing his skill pretty decently in an Alpine.
That's what I like so much about him last year. He's, like, absolutely hysterical. I was praying. I was like, please, they can never media train this guy. I want him to be, like, this no-filter dude, like, all the way through. Like, honestly, if he was replaced by someone who, like, did, like, just as fairly as he did... last year, but then, you know, didn't have like the like chaotic personality, I think I would have been a little bit more impartial.
Yeah, like honestly, his humor kind of reminds me of Charles Leclerc pre-media training, like 2019 during his Alfa Romeo era. But as someone who one of her like top five drivers is actually Franco, I'm kind of excited to see how Alpine does this year because they went from being a lower midfield team to actually being in like the top 10 standings right now in the championship battle.
So, you know, maybe. All right. So with that, Colapinto, first place at Miami, or, oh, I have to think of a good one.
Are we resetting?
Yes. Okay. Ferrari, 1.5 second pit stop for Leclerc. No, maybe it can't be Leclerc. You don't know who it is. All right, Schrodinger's pit stop for Ferrari. You don't know whether or not it'll be for Charles.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to say, as much as I love Ferrari, I feel like pit stops don't do much because their strategy sucks outside of pit stops. So I'll say Colapinto first place.
Good point. They would fumble it anyways. Very good choice. Very good answer. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you want to cook one up for me, perchance, before we head back to music?
Okay, yes. I have a good one.
I'm excited.
Okay. Lando Norris, P1, or Oscar Piastri, DNF.
See, what I like about this one is that if I say Lando P1, I can just live in my cotton candy world where he's in second, and it's like, all right, whatever. However,
Lando Norris P1, I'm going to keep it this
way. Yeah. Guys, do you see what I'm working with? Do you notice how all of mine were, like, interesting, fun things that could happen where, like, spontaneously, ooh, maybe something fun and exciting with a midfielder could happen, and then, yay, like, you know, everyone...
Actually, wait, I'm changing mine because I just realized that I created sort of, like, a paradox in which both can happen both times.
Really?
Yes. So I'm changing it. I'm just going to, like... That was like me rewinding.
Whoa, guys, what happened?
Yeah, you guys heard none of that. I did not speak this or that beforehand. Okay. Audi. Top 10. Like,
okay.
Both drivers are within the points for Audi. Or Ollie Bearman podium.
Audi top 4, you said? Audi top 4 or Ollie Bearman podium? I'm rather impartial on Audi. I want to see Bearman on the podium. I think that'd be fun. Good. You know what? Whenever it like comes to like people's like first in terms of like podiums, fastest laps, like winning, like I think those things are more exciting than like a general like cumulative success for the team. And now it is time to head back to some music. And thank you for not stepping on the wire, Bianca. And so we only have 6.5 minutes left with you guys. So what we're going to do is that we're going to skip right to the end with a song that I think that we're obligated to play. And that, in my defense, was on the playlist in the first place. So this isn't me profiling. This was someone else's doing. But, of course, the song needs no introduction. And I think that, honestly, it's pretty accurate. It's really relevant. Let's take a listen to 99 Luftballons by Nena.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons. Und das sowas von so.
Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
All right, we are back. So, ooh, something that I wanted to touch on a little bit was, so there was a little bit of like the frenzy of like, oh, what's going to happen to Max? Is he going to retire? And so things were kind of leaning in the favor of he's just, you know, maybe going to leave F1, probably.
Not but, motorsport, but F1, yeah.
Yeah, F1. But there were some people who were saying, like, since he went to McLaren for a promotion, people were like, oh my god, he's gonna replace one of the people.
Piastri.
Yeah, he's gonna replace Piastri. Yep. And in my head, I start, like, immediately, like, copium. I'm like, okay. If they do, maybe they'll just flip a coin. It'll be fine. But then I realized,
eeny,
I was like,
mo.
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But maybe... But thankfully, I realized, I was like, oh, okay. So that's not very grounded in reality. GP's decision was much more of a, you know, professional decision than the warning of a Max McLaren trade, especially also because, you know, McLaren have their long-term contracts. But don't they? Aren't they able to just, like... It's crazy because, like, they sign on to these contracts, but then basically the, you know, the teams can just, like... scratch him at will.
Yeah, they kind of have a lot of exit clauses, which we kind of talked about Max's exit clause last week, where it was like, if he's not within a certain standing by summer break, he's allowed to, you know, sort of withdraw his agreement with the team and leave the sport, basically. And we talked a little bit about this last week, where kind of with the standings that he's at now and with the state of his, like, championship standings, he has triggered that exit clause. That exit clause has been triggered. So that's kind of...